Today we are celebrating another milestone. It has been 2 years since we launched Culturally Ours. 2 years of podcasting, 2 years of content creation, 2 years of organizing retreats, 2 years of entrepreneurship, and so on and so forth. Today I'm reminded of the words of George Eliot, "It's never too late to be what you might have been." As I reflect back on the past 2 years, first and foremost, I want to say thank you to all of you who have listened to the podcast, read the content on the website, or even engaged with us on social media. It is such a pleasure and a privilege to get to be a small part of your day. So today I want to share with you what the past 2 years have been like, especially the past 6 months during the global pandemic. I will not lie, it's been pretty nonstop since October 7, 2018, the day we launched Culturally Ours. It has been my day in and day out, along with running my other business, photography and photography education. But that's okay. As cliche as it sounds, the adage that when you find something you love to do, it doesn't feel like work anymore is so very true. In keeping with the tradition of celebrating our successes, no matter how small or inconsequential we might think it is, I want to share some of Culturally Our's biggest successes and key learnings from the past 2 years as a creative entrepreneur on this episode of Culturally Ours.
Welcome to Culturally Ours, a show where we explore global cultural diversity in an intimate way through conversations and narratives around lifestyle, culture, food, art, and travel. Host Karthika Gupta talks to people from all over the world who have intimately experienced different cultures as a way to understand each other's worlds from the inside out, focusing on what we have in common.
So here are some things that I feel I have done right in terms of Culturally Ours in no particular order. Number one, branding. In terms of the Culturally Ours brand, I have heard consistently how much people love the look and feel of the website. While the website is just a part of the whole Culturally Ours experience, having a first good impression means you will come back for more, right? And I see this at the back end as well in terms of time on the site, the average number of page views, and analytics like that that are steadily increasing. I am eternally grateful for Hannah Beasley, my graphic designer and creative extraordinaire, for creating Culturally Ours visual aesthetics. Hannah has also been a past guest on the episode. She took my vision from little handwritten notes and post-its and squigglies and created the Culturally Ours brand as it stands today. The next is content. People are visiting the website more often, downloading podcast episodes, and even leaving reviews and comments on how much they love the content we share. In 2 years of the website being live, with over 350 blog posts, the average time a user stays on the website is around 3.5 minutes, up from almost a minute from the last year. In today's day and age, when the average user leaves a website within the first 15 seconds, that number just got a huge smile to my face. Additionally, over 60% of the searches on the website are through organic searches on Google. Next up, inspiring guests. I have to admit, I have a little bit of fangirl crush on almost all the people who come on the Culturally Ours podcast. These people are inspiring, kind, and above all else, ready to be vulnerable by sharing their story out for the world to hear. There is something so powerful in that. And this is just a small sample of all the amazing people I've spoken to and connected with over the past 2 years. There are more than 57 episodes on the podcast. I know that that might not seem like much in the grand scheme of things, but let me remind you, we started Culturally Ours with an audience of zero. Yes, a big fat zero. The one consistent message I hear from everyone is how connected they feel when listening to an interview. Deep down, we really are more similar with each other than we are different. And all my guests exemplify this message by sharing their story on the podcast. And lastly, global reach. Culturally Ours is a global platform, and my mission has always been to bring diverse voices, stories, and narratives from around the world. We have had guests from countries like India, Australia, Germany, Iceland, Japan, and beyond. And so far, our audience reach is across 89 different countries in 5 different continents. That says something about the power of connecting with others around the world, doesn't it? Hey there! I hope you are enjoying this episode of Culturally Ours. Did you know there are so many wonderful resources, articles, and blog posts on the website to extend your Culturally Ours experience? We also have a library of free resources like a travel guide to some of the most culturally diverse places around the world, a global kitchen essentials cheat sheet, and so much more. Head on over to culturallyours.com/free to grab these and be sure to check back often as we're constantly adding more resources just for you. Now, let's get back to the episode. But in case you're wondering, the road to get here has not been easy. Of course, everything we do in life teaches us something. So here are some lessons that I have learned over the past 2 years through all the blood, sweat, and tears in running Culturally Ours. The first one is that perfection is a myth. Please, please, please don't fall into this trap of perfection. Are there things I would have done differently before launching the podcast 2 years ago? Absolutely. But I am so glad I did not listen to those voices in my head that kept telling me I am not ready, I am not good enough, and what I need to say, nobody cares. I don't know why, but there was something so liberating for me in hitting publish on that very first podcast interview. It's almost like that meant there was no turning back, and I quite like that feeling. Number two, having a tribe to watch your back is a great strategy. Ask for help. There is always someone out there who is willing to help you. And help doesn't always mean financial. Help can be as simple as listening to you cry or holding your hand and telling you, you've got this, friend. Or even a simple smile and hug. That, my friends, is all you need at times. Culturally Ours has had a steady stream of freelancers who write, post, and edit the content. I could not have done this all by myself, and that is something I learned a long time ago. Number three, understand the difference between a business and a passion project. Don't we all have a dream of making $1 million in the blink of an eye? Well, let me tell you, that is not easy. Unless you think like a business owner and behave like one, it is not a business, it is a passion project. My husband always likes to remind me that hope is not a strategy in business. Having clear goals and taking small steps towards them is very much needed. I try to remind myself of that every day, especially when I'm in the trenches doing the work. On that note, number four is that all good things come in small packages. Take your time and make slow and steady progress towards what you want to achieve. I feel like this is a lesson Culturally Ours has taught me not just in business, but in life as well. As someone who likes to keep moving all the time and is constantly thinking of what's next, I have had to learn and come to appreciate that small steps forward are the way to go for the long-term and sustainable growth of my business. Lastly, and this is something that I feel not many of us do at all times, is reflect, reset, and move forward. It is so important to take time to reflect and reset and course correct if needed. I think 2020 has certainly taught us this in more ways than we care to experience. So many of our businesses and personal plans just went for a toss, didn't it? I had to cancel 2 retreats that were planned for the 4th quarter. I had to shift seasons even after recording most of it ahead of schedule. But pivoting is something that all business owners have to learn and experience and perfect at multiple times in their entrepreneurial journey. Sometimes things work out right away, but more often than not, it doesn't. And you know what? That's okay. Cliche as it sounds, as long as you learn from it and move forward, it is a good thing at the end. One of the questions I ask my guests during every interview is what has been the biggest aha moment for them? And today, I want to answer that question for myself. If this journey has taught me anything, it is that you have to be your biggest fan. And I don't mean this in a way to sound boastful or egotistical. But believe in yourself. Talk positive to yourself. Celebrate your courage, no matter what you do. It is always a reminder for me to tell me how far I've come and how far I still have to go. So no matter what you do, why fit in when you are born to stand out? I have to believe that we all have unique gifts. Let's bring that out in the world because the world needs what you have. I want to read a review one of our listeners left on the Culturally Ours podcast. Amazing talks by culturally sensitive speakers who appreciate the world as it is, embrace people as they are, while also teaching us the value of life, love, and living life to the fullest. Karthika does an incredible job in asking the right questions to bring out the most beautiful experiences of these speakers. These words mean the world to me. Of course, I have my doubts. I hate listening to my own voice as I record. I often mispronounce certain words. But I'm also so thankful for the courage I had to hit record on that very first episode that launched on October 7th, 2018. Thank you so very much for being a part of this journey. If you have listened to a podcast, commented on a blog post, or even shared a word about Culturally Ours to your family and friends, it means the world to me. I am so excited to see what the next year will bring forth for Culturally Ours, and I hope you will continue to join me on this journey of creating global narratives that connect our world. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Culturally Ours. Check out the show notes at culturallyours.com. If you've enjoyed this show, please be sure to hit subscribe, leave us a review, and share it with your family and friends.